Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our special night. We go to the Lightship. It's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll go there in about 5 minutes. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. Think of a situation that you dealt with the last couple of days. We'll do a clearing on that instantly. So I'll count to five to release that energy from you. Now this is from your invisible, energetic, emotional body. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll do a feeling body. Again, think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you've experienced pain, think of something there too. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a sensory body. This is how you view life here with your senses. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do the mind to heart drop now. So just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your thoughts inside of your head, which is where the darkness lives. And when you're in your heart center, then you're out of time and you cannot have a negative or positive thought there. So that's interesting for the people that are just listening new, probably. People think that positivity is a good thing, but it's still judgment. So this is very interesting. Once you go to your heart, that you cannot have a negative or positive thought. And the mind energy that we talk about is in the head. That's controlled by your natal chart, by the planets, by the aliens, because we're living in their time-based reality. When you're in source energy, then you're in your heart, and that does not exist. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards here. You might feel the energy move down. Your spirit's doing this healing for you. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty centered. Basically, you should feel at peace now. And again, think of a thought, if you would, and you're going to be surprised that you cannot have a negative thought or a positive one because you're in discernment and you're in not judgment. So let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And this portion of the BBS program will not work on the archives because of alien attacks that people have trying to go up to the Lightship or whatever the aliens would give you in this place. So, but you will feel the beautiful peace energy if you are listening to an archive. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. You can scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And you're going to bring in the energy there. I'll bring in the male light beam. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you have any animals, pets, flowers, maybe a tree or garden, you can bring those up too. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. You'll be bilocated instantly. You're still going to be where you are, but you're going to be instantly on the Lightship. On the count of five, you're going to feel the energies around you change. And we do these sessions, too, on Mondays and Fridays for $20 for 1 hour Lightship physical healing. So here we go. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you notice right now, look around you, and you're going to see that physical objects around you feel a little more distant. Another way of stating that would be that they're separate from you because you're now on your own little bubble. So let's go to the first room on the Lightship, and we'll go to the room where they help us with the immune system. And we're going into this room now. There's different colors going through your body. If you're a seer or feeler, you're going to actually sense this energy right now. And we'll bring it down here more stronger for everybody. So I'm going to count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go to another location. And we have a lot of requests for the golden whales. So we're going into a large pool of water. The water is silver, and it sparkles like diamonds. It's healing water. And there'll be three golden whales coming to you. And the healings tonight are between you and the light being doctors. So again, request your healing. The light only works in the present moment. And you want to request a healing maybe every probably minute or so. See how your body's doing. So here we go. We're going into the room where the golden whales are. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into the room where they have the red energy. And we're standing on top of a red disc. And there's one above our head, too. So here we go. Energy is coming into you. You might actually feel it coming into your body. You may feel a little warmer. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that feels great. I'll bring some more of that energy in here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that's good. Let's go into another location. And we'll go into the room where the large bumblebees are. And here they come. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, request your healing. Bring in some more of the bumblebee energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's wonderful. Let's go into the silver room. And you may feel silver energy in your whole body. In fact, if you want to get a glass of water, once you get a glass of water right now, everybody, and we'll charge it up with the silver energy. This can be used for gargling, mouthwash, or drinking water. It's a healing energy water that you can have. Remember, this energy will only last for probably today and tomorrow because you're always changing your consciousness. So this is why things do not always hold a charge after you purchase something. You grow into that, and then it needs to be changed over again. So get a glass of water, everybody. And we'll bring in the silver energy in the meantime here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you got your glass of water now, put one hand below the water level. Actually, put two hands on it. And you may feel the energy pulsing through your palm chakras. Remember, this is all heart energy. So here we go, coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, this will take probably about 2 minutes to charge up. So we'll go into some more healing rooms here and just hold the water in your hand or maybe on a table. And let's go into the room where they have the butterfly energy. So here comes the butterflies. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's go into the room where the golden swordfish are. And here they come. You might feel swordfish energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll give some more silver water energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into a room where they have frogs. So if you like frogs, this is frog energy is coming. Again, request your healing. These are all light beings working with you. They have not incarnated yet, so they have these particular bodies right now, which they'll be having in the universe of light for the next incarnation. So here comes the frog energies. And these are frogs that go in the water. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, our silver water is completed. So you can drink that or gargle with it, whatever you choose to do. And enjoy your healing silver water here. Let's go into one other room where they have oxygen. We'll bring in number 57. So you may want to do a couple of deep breathing exercises here. Inhale and exhale a few times. And here comes number 57. So we'll count to 10 to increase it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a room where they take away some of the alien life forms that are inside of our bodies. So this is a room outside the light ship. And this is a quarantine room, which we'll be having a session next weekend to do this here. We have an 8-hour conference call coming up on Sunday. So here we go. We're going to take out some of the orb energies that are connected to us here. These are the links from the jellyfish that sit on the top of our heads. And we have a clearing on the website, too, which could help you out with the orbs that attach to you. So here we go. Get rid of some orb energy. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And also in quarantine, we'll go in and do the jellyfish energy. And this is like portrayed in the movie Avatar. So here we go. This is the jellyfish energy that connects to you, all the cells of your body, and this is how the orbs also work. They're like little scouts for the jellyfish. So here we go, getting rid of the jellyfish on top of your head. I'll count to 10 to release it. So one, there's many of these, but this will get rid of one of them. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Still need some more. So get rid of these things. This one here, maybe there's two of them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's feeling much better. And we'll get rid of some more of the orb energies that connect to the cells in your body. Here we go. So counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I have a clearing on the website for orbs. This is like a fly swatter to get them off of you. These are alien life forms that connect to us and cause us a lot of pain and harm. So that's on the website if you wish to go to it. It's a free clearing to get rid of these things. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for hedgehogs. So here we go. A hedgehog energy to come in. These are not in quarantine. So these are hedgehogs on the light ship. And they're going to help you do healing. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Feel pretty nice. And let's do another room on the light ship. Let's go into the rainbow waterfall room. So you're going to see different types of energies from the rainbow coming in. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to do another room here. Let's go into the room where the penguins are. So we're going to have a wonderful time with the penguins. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one final room we're going to go into. We'll go into the room where they have swans. This is the swans. There's always three doctors working with you, and they take on the appearance of swans right now. So, again, request your healing. And here comes a swan energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, it feels great. And I hope you're enjoying your silver water. And we'll be coming back from the light ship. So we're having a consultation with the light being doctors that worked with us this evening. And all the healings are between you and the doctors. So let's start to come back down. So we're giving our thanks, and our animals and pets are now joining us. If you brought any flowers, trees, or gardens up or anything like that, they're coming with us too, back down. So I'm going to count to five slowly so you can feel the energies. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here now. Oh, feel great. So I'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. I don't have any fast chat on my end working. Do you have it on your end there? Because I don't have it either, so.
No, unfortunately, it might be a station problem tonight with the fast chat. So if you would like to call in, we'd love to have some callers, and I'll give the phone number. I believe this is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. It's 888-815-9756. Once again, that's 888-815-9756. And so if you have a question or would like to sample a healing, it would be a great opportunity to call. Unfortunately, it looks like we, at least at this point, can't see anything on the fast chat tonight. So we'll just talk and wait for a caller to come in and talk about what's going on with the light ship and the clearings and whatever you'd like to talk about, Ron.
Okay, so we have two new clearings up. One of them is the alien blood barcode. That one just got put up along with the clearing that, let me think here. Boy, we have so many of them.
Well, I know you mentioned last night there were two, the psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah, that one's up. Thank you. Psychic billboard is up.
And then the chakras with the, you know, disconnecting the various points where there's I guess it's where the alien energy enters the chakras. Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct. And then we have the one up. We have the orb clearing, which you probably have heard about just now. We also have a clearing that deals with being overwhelmed, and that's a free clearing, I believe, on the website also. So some clearings are free, some cost a little bit of money. The psychic billboard one is, I believe, $20, so it's very good. The blood clearing will be free to people who come on the intensive calls this month here. So it'll be wonderful. And if you wish to go on after that, you can do the unlimited on that also. So it should be very good. But the psychic attack one, the billboard is be very nice because you're able to take away a situation that you may have happening in your life. Remember, people have themes of their life that's going on. You go out to eat with somebody, they're telling you all about their life. And that's kind of where they live. And in order to get out of that, you probably want to get rid of that psychic billboard, which is bringing people to you for that experience. So that's a good clearing. And then after you get rid of something, if you wish, you can reprogram that billboard to bring something else into your life, maybe a little differently than what you had it before. Remember, everybody has a psychic billboard, and it's being read. And the billboard is probably put in place mainly by probably the darkness, but your body does use it to help your body heal. So it will normally bring negative events into your life because you didn't get it the first time around. So maybe after 500 times, the spirit in you and your body says, man, this is awful. We got to get this person's attention. So then they set you up through your spiritual soul contracts. This is the light of the darkness energy working with you. And then things start to happen. And so your initial theme in your life might be way different than what you'd like it to be. So you'd want to be responsible then for your body and, establish a new way of thinking and a new way of using the energy. And this does use the darkness energy, in a sense, on the billboard because people still live in mind energy here. So they read you psychically, which is mind energy. But it'll still work with heart energy also. So I think we had somebody calling in. I heard a beep there. So anybody online there?
Hi, Ron. It's Everett Winnipeg.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yes, I still have the hum on my phone. I need a hex clearing, if you don't mind. I've been having a weird dream where someone's trying to mark my arm as to, back in the biblical story where they say you've got the mark of the beast on you now, and I refused it, and then I woke up. But also at work, I had someone told me to go do something and then go away and die. And then just recently on the email, I had one of my other friends send me this, things? If you don't do this email, some bad things are going to happen to you. I go, wow, that's 3 in 1 day.
That 3 in 1 day doesn't sound too good. So you may want to also do that psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, so I'll see if we can give it some of that energy here. So what you might do, too, on the website, is do the dark side practitioner clearing. That may help you out with some of these things here. Also, there's spells and curses on the self-empowerment one, too, which is a little bit cheaper. But some people who have dealt with this, which you may not have, but some people know they've been hexed and cursed throughout their lifetime. That's why you want to be the dark side practitioner. That may or may not pertain to you. But here we go. So let's take each one of these here. So the first one here is, you want to describe that scenario again here, just slightly?
What's for the dream?
Okay, this is a dream.
Someone's trying to tag me in the dream.
Okay, tagging you in the dream with a tattoo or something. So here we go.
Yeah, they're trying to physically mark my arm.
So here we go. Parallel lifetime clearing to clear this out. So here we go. I'll count to 10. See if your body changes here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. Maybe somebody else has the same dream. Let's do this again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the next one is somebody at work wishing you bad luck then.
And go away and die.
That's not... Jeez,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's on your doorstep, huh? Hopefully not that. So here we go. We're going to release that here. You'll see how you feel afterwards. I'm already yawning before I even started this here. Wow, this person has some horsepower behind them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if they're working with energy, maybe stomach related, your digestion or something. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The last one is from an email, huh? If you don't do what you say,
the email.
Bad things will happen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
That feels better. My throat's a little tight, but it's good.
Let's do a chakra alignment for everybody and yourself. So here we go. Go to your heart centers and move your heart chakra around. Good. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second, first. There we go. Do an opening. Use the word spin to enlarge the chakras. Go. So heart centers. Spin, 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 open. Boom. I don't normally yawn after doing the heart. Here we go again. Heart again. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second. Spin, 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 open. First. Spin, 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 open. There we go.
Thank you so very, very much.
You're very welcome. And what you might do, too, we have the clearing up for the chakras to close off the crown chakra. And that's very important because that's how the aliens attach to us.
Yeah, I got to get it closed again, too. But
all of them talk about this, you know, connecting to the universe out there with their crown. You know, that's what people normally talk about,
yeah.
Have an open crown chakra to get more universal energy. Well, that's just the aliens courting your head and your brain and your whole body. So we have that
okay.
Clearing up. I think there's about 29 clearings in that. So
I'm saving my money for my emotional clearing, my first one ever.
Oh.
Very close to it.
Good, good. That one's needed. You're going to love that one.
Yeah.
Now,
thank
let
you.
Us know how it is after you
it.
Do that. What you might go on, you know, it's a free clearing. It's the overwhelm clearing. It's on the website, too.
Okay, I will.
When, you know.
Thanks.
You'd be the one that would need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
thank
know.
You.
Okay, you're
all
welcome.
Right,
thank you for calling. Okay, so, wow. Back to you, Sylvia. I'm still kind of yawning here. Man.
Yeah.
Low. Oh, another caller. Okay, caller, who's
hi.
There?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good, Marie. Loud and clear.
Okay. Oh, great. All right. Ran, I just have a couple of questions for you. The first one is regarding the spirit barcode on online.
Okay.
Actually, it's regarding the unlimited. My question is, for the unlimited portion, how often should you do it, and then how long to do each section?
Okay. I would say if you're doing the unlimited, I'd probably do it once a month.
Okay, once a month. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
To just get more energy with you, that's what it's going to be doing, is helping you out that way. Because you can
okay.
do the, you know, extra spirit energies with that. So that's why I'd recommend that.
And then how long should I do each section?
I would think 30 minutes would be fine.
Oh, 30 minutes? Okay, great. Oh, wonderful. My next question is regarding the psychic billboard healing. My question is, how many requests can you put? Like, let's say, what you want to clear, you select that, Now, should you put one request at a time?
Yes, that would be good. Like, yeah, so clear one and do one request, and then have it run through so it gets imprinted that way, and then do another one if you wish after that. But only do one at one time. And, you know, you could probably do, you know, maybe five of those, you know, one after each other, but you want to do one, you know, and complete that, releasing some energy and then adding a new one.
One request. And then how long each one is good? How long is good enough?
Typically a half an hour. It could be maybe defaulted to 1 hour, I believe, but half an hour, you know, would also work fine. If you have a big issue, then you may want to do it for an hour just to get rid of it. But a half an hour to put something on the billboard would be more than enough time for that. And I've had one person said they did that, and they felt kind of grumpy, and they took away an issue, and they started smiling before they imprinted something back on it. So that was great.
Well, that sounds good. Okay. Well, just one final request. It's for a clearing. I heard one word today, and I just had an emotional reaction to it. I don't know what I heard the word wedding, and I just lost it. I don't know if that should be a heartbreak clearing or just the word wedding. I need to clear. I don't know.
Okay, that's a good thing. I won't say weddings are a good thing, but what you could do if you haven't, if you signed up and did the NATO barcode clearing, you could put the word wedding in there to release the charge off of those letters.
I was thinking of that.
So that would work too. Let's release the energy from wedding, okay? So I'm going to do this the long way. We'll take the, in fact, everybody can just sit there and just see how you feel. This is be like a sample of what we have on the website for the NATO clearing. So I'm going to clear the W out of the word wedding, and you're going to notice that all of a sudden wedding does not have the meaning like it had before. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and get rid of the energy off the W. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Okay, now think of the word wedding. How do you feel?
Okay, it's good.
Okay, now we're going to work on the E. It's now we got the word edding, okay? Remember, you can always mix these letters up, too. It'll mean, it could mean the same thing. So that's real interesting. So here we go. Let's get the E. So I'll do that one twice as long since it's a vowel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow, a lot of negative energy there. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, the E is now discharged. And now we'll do the first D. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got I, which is a vowel. So we'll do that 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Do the N. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do the G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So all you listening out there, when you think of the word wedding now, it really should not relate to you because we broke it down and took away the alien imprinting that was attached to these letters in this word. And on the website, we take the word and we go from left to right and right to left, and the vowels take longer to do. But this is just a little quickie healing here. So how are you feeling?
Oh, great. Much, much better. And I'm definitely going to do this on the website. I absolutely have to.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm looking at the word here, making other words out of it. We got ding and ding wed. You know, there's, you know, you might just figure out what other words are in here because they would be the same. The same
meaning or energy attachment.
So, thank you for calling.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Very welcome.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Thank you,
Sylvia.
Marie.
We'll see if you're out there. Turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, wow. Thank you to Marie and to Everett. And it sounds like we may have another caller on. Is someone there?
The hot night. Go ahead. Who's out there?
It's a hot night. My name's Rosemary.
Okay. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
So how long have you been listening to our program?
Oh, about 2 years.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And I'm in a rough spot right now. I need a clearing for my knees.
Knees, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do they hurt or...
Oh, yes, need to walk. Cannot do that very well right now.
Okay, this has been with you for a while, or just recently, or what?
Just recently, within the past 2 weeks, I already wound up being hospitalized for it. And
okay, let me just tune into you real quick here, see what I can pick up, okay?
Mm-hmm, of course, you have my permission.
See here, you have, let's work first, work with your left knee here.
Yes.
And I see like a white snake wrapped around. We'll just see what happens here. Maybe other things too, but we'll take this off here. Alien life form coming out. There we go, coming out. And there we go. So that one's released. I don't know. It didn't feel like it did too much to me. Let's check your right knee for alien life forms. You got something there kind of rigid. You got some waste products. So get that out.
Mm-hmm.
The right knee area here. There we go. Hey, you want to just see if that improved anything?
Immediately. I felt it as you spoke it.
Okay. Now we'll do a healing process here. So when you first called, we'll say that it was bad, and bad would be a number 10. And
mm-hmm.
working down, one is a number one is good. Okay?
One is
so
good.
10 is bad, 1 is good. What number do you think you are now?
Now?
Right now, yes.
I'm at about a 4.
4, okay. That's good. So
mm-hmm.
let's do some more looking here. I'm seeing something with your knees going back about 1,200 years ago, or it could be maybe 12. AD, I'm not sure. I'm just seeing the 1,200 right now. So we'll just clear away this energy here. So here we go. So taking it away. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'm seeing also a time, looks like a lot to do with cold weather. So let's get rid of this energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's get rid of another alien life form here. And this one here, this is an alien life form that has broken legs, okay? So here we go. Take this out of you here. So this could be an entity, but this one's definitely alien. So here we go, coming out. So working with the left knee first here, being released. There we go, coming out, and out some more, there, right knee. This one here might be the one that gets it, because both knees were having problems here. It looks like it weighed quite a bit, and it got tangled up in some vines or something, and crashed down upon its legs. It's a very, very large being. Okay, there we go. What number are you right now? How do you feel?
2. Wow. I actually have blood flow in my knee. I can feel the energy moving through, and I couldn't before. And the back of the leg had been awful.
Uh-huh.
And it is so much better.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You might want to check out or call if you can afford it, the $200 for 28 hours of healing this month.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in your budget or not, but you do get that free alien blood barcode release, and there's a lot of energy that could help people out there, too.
Okay, I will do that. I cannot thank you both enough for the good work that you do, and have a wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you so much for calling and the wonderful healing request. And thank you, Ron. It's just amazes me how much when the light ship does the clearings, how, it seems like they do it for everyone who's listening at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Really amazing.
Everybody out there, if you had a knee problem or condition, you did get some energy on it. It may not have been the same that I'm talking about, but they do work with you.
Yeah, it felt very powerful.
This is great. I love having these beeps. This is a good good night. This is the best one so far. How can we help you? You're a little bit low on volume.
Hello?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, can you hear me? This is Damien from Bay Area.
Hi, Damien.
Hi, Damien.
Hello. I've spoken with Ron and Sean before. Hello, Ron.
Hi.
You've done a lot of help for me before in the past. The man that's on before you, James Gilliland, he's got a ranch up in the Sacred Sanctuary. He talks a lot about orbs and how wonderful they are. And obviously he's mistaken, and he's leading a lot of people in the wrong direction because he has huge conferences, and they take photographs, and there's wall-to-wall orbs. Okay, and I've done orb clearing, and I even asked for the toxicity levels to be cleared out after the orbs are cleared, and it works. And it's like, I never want to go up there, but yet that's where all the ships are landing, all the ships are being seen. And so my question for you is if you can do orb clearing for everyone, of just a massive orb clearing right now.
Yeah, I could. We could do that, sure. So,
thank you very much.
Okay. Here we go, an orb clearing. So, yeah, I can't talk bad or, you know, about other practitioners or people. All I can tell you is what I have discovered in clearings, and to me, bad orbs are bad. And if you've heard our programs before, you know that, and that's why we put the free clearing up online to allow people to sample this themselves. So here we go. Going to release some orbs now. And they can also come into the light if they wish. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3. Well, a lot of energy. 4, 5. Almost makes me tired. 6, 7, 8. Wow, 9, and 10. And give rid of some more orbs here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll use the word stronger to get more of them out. So here they go. They can go to the light ship, or if not, they're terminated. So here we go. If they're around you, they will no longer be in existence. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. You can bring up the light beam if you wish on your monitor screen and watch the energy change through the light beam. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. My light beam on my monitor looks very serious. I don't know if anybody else is having that, but mine looks very, very serious. So here we go. Some more orb clearing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, hope that helped everybody out there. So thank you for calling, Damien. So Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, great. Well, that's been a lot of fun, so I'm going to give the phone number again just in case. I guess I don't need to.
We got a good
who's there? This is great. So who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Alexandra from Tennessee.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I just was drawn to call in and just express my gratitude to the program. This is the first time my husband and I have listened to it, and it's helped immensely. So thank you so much.
Oh, that's
really
great.
Appreciate it as far as Tennessee.
Great. So, yeah, listen to the archives. For most people, it takes about 10 shows to really get a hang of what we're talking about because we're kind of contradicting all that's out there in the New Age movement. So this program is about getting you heart-centered with your heart and your spirit and your body. And that's basically
and that's
it. That's
what we're working on. Thank you.
That's what we do. That's all. Here we go.
That's excellent.
Okay, so what I'll do
is
the mind to heart drop again here for everybody in case you happen to get taken out of it here. So here we go. So again, this you can do yourself. And the reason why I count from 10 to 1, because people know about elevators. And you can actually sometimes feel the energy dropping down, moving in your body. If I were to stop at 5, you'd probably feel maybe the energy around your throat area. And your spirit's doing this. This I recommend doing yourself all the time. Do it, you know, as much as you can, at least 3 times a day. And once you're in your heart, you cannot get a negative or positive thought. Remember, the source does not judge itself. So when you're in your heart center, that source energy, creation energy is what I would call it, and from there, you're actually going to be in non-judgment. And then everything around you is not going to be typically, you know, corded to you. So you're able to be peaceful. So here we go, dropping down into your heart, everybody. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so again, stay heart-centered. And like I said, you cannot get a negative or a positive thought. That's because the source energy does not judge itself, does not judge any of its creations. And since you're there now, you should feel, you know, very peaceful, very centered.
Thank you.
Yep. And thank
you very much.
Here in your heart. So, can I do a healing for you, Alexander? Anything special? If you're still there.
I'm here. I'm having a hard time with forgiveness. So I think that what you've just done has really helped a lot. I needed to bring back this being centered with myself and realizing that I'm not corded to anything.
Okay, well, so we'll do a cording energy too, okay? So
okay.
Let's take away people's energetic cords. And so we have this similar clearing on the website. It's the chakra disconnection. So you may want to check that out, crown chakra disconnection. But here we go.
I'll do that.
Going to go to our heart centers, and we'll go to the front. First, take away cords that are connected to you from someone else. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now from the heart from behind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll go up to the throat chakra, chakra number 5. Front, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And backside, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go up to your third eye, sixth chakra, say your forehead, front side of you, releasing the energies here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And behind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And going down below the heart, your power center. And front side. This feels very heavy for a lot of people out there. So front side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, second chakra. Front side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Back side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And first chakra, front side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, these are ones that people gave you. Naturally, in exchange, you may have done this also. So here we go. I'll just do this clearing to bring back your energy. So here we go. Sixth chakra, energies return to you. Fifth chakra, fourth, third, second, and first. Okay. Still there, Alexander?
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Hey. Have a pleasant night.
Okay, you too. So, Sylvia?
Oh, thank you for calling, Alexandra. That was great. This is really fun. So I think we could take one more call before we have to sign off tonight, if anybody would like to call. And the number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming clearings that are happening this month that Ron mentioned a bit ago, the 28 hours. But what maybe people don't realize is just how involved the clearings are and how they continue throughout the week in between each weekend. So maybe you could mention that for the new folks, Ron.
Yeah, what the clearings are for is these alien, I'll use the word parasitic life forms, just to be very simple. There's different types of critters. Some actually live here on this planet that we know about, like the octopus and jellyfish and the squid. And there's snake energies and spider energies. And there's many things that are alien, too, but we mainly see the ones that we deal with here. So what happens is these life forms are from the darkness. Remember, the light never created the darkness. And so they just came into the territory of light, and they live off of your body. And so these things come into us, wiggle around, can cause us all kinds of problems. They can give us waste products in our body, which could be why we store fat, and the body's trying to protect itself. But what happens is you're in quarantine. So your body cannot go onto the light ship if there's any kind of negativity on it or in it. So what happens is, in quarantine, the light ship looks for the parts of your spirit that possibly is not there, that was stolen by the darkness to dark side universes, parallel lifetimes, and also looks for your body parts that's missing too. So there's two things going on at one time. And then it searches for those, and when it does find those pieces and they can be put back together again, then you go to the light ship for healing. And then at that point, you have more of you with you. And this is what we do for 8 hours on Sundays. And it'll be starting a week from tomorrow, which will be the 18th of July. So we did 3 back-to-back Sundays. And you are on the light ship in quarantine as we close the calls down. So you're on the light ship for typically about a month of time. And they keep working with you. Being on the light ship doesn't mean that you can request healings all the time there, because this is strictly for the quarantine energies to get you more into wholeness. And so some people have actually felt and seen their body change physically, maybe dropping a size of clothes or something, aches and pains leave them. It's just phenomenal what comments I've had from this year. So you don't have to be on the call if you don't wish to. You can be absentee. The cost for it is $200, and it will start next Saturday where we have a four-hour call. So we have 4 hours then, and then also the additional 24 hours, which would be 3 times 8 for the next Sundays. And you can't be on absentee. So the cost is $200 for yourself if you have somebody, a husband or wife living with you or significant other, and they're half price. And anyone else would be half price, too, in your family if you wanted them to come on. Although if you have children and they're under 18, living at home, they're free. And pets and animals love it also. So they get these things, too. So what it does, it allows you to get more spirit energy into you, and a lot of the alien energies that are in you get released. What happens is people sometimes have said, I went to a practitioner and I had this pain in my body, or I felt this thing kind of crawling around in me, but they really couldn't say that to the practitioner because they think they're crazy. And what normally happens is if you have some body work done and you start, working one part of your body, this thing will actually physically move through energetic channels inside of you to someplace else. So if you want to experience this healing, I did 2 on the BBS program. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com. In the very top, there's a green box with a drop-down arrow. Go into that, and we have 2 of the BBS shows there, which you can listen to for free. And what you do is you connect on him. If you wanted to get the dates of the show, one of his 11:30:08 and 10:10:09 are the two shows. Then we also have other things up there you can listen to, and different types of clearings and healings. But do check out also the free clearings on the website. There's quite a few of them. And one of those, like we talked about earlier, was the orb clearing to get these things off of you. And
Ron, I think I heard a beep. I think we have another caller on.
Have a caller out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. Welcome. Could you do a healing on my teeth, my left upper and lower jaw?
Teeth, huh? Okay.
They're the nerves in my upper and lower teeth that are connected to my small intestine are all inflamed, have been for 4 years after an invisible entity punched me in the mouth.
Oh, dear. Okay. Let's first take away the energy from the entity, okay?
Okay.
Giving you some type of a bad vibration. So let me go back about 4 years ago, huh?
It was.
Was that like
in
a dream that you had, or were you completely awake, conscious for this?
Something happened the night of September 12th, 2006, and I went to sleep, and I woke up in the middle of the night, sensing somebody in my room, and sensing a fist punching me in the mouth. And I jumped up, and my face was bleeding, and I had 4 teeth knocked out of my face.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if
it was a woman named Jan in her spirit body, or if it was an entity pretending to be her, but it was a vengeance thing.
Okay. Got to give her this energy first here. Okay. Taking this away here right now. Kind of a little bit on overtime on the show here, but we'll start working here. What I will say, if anybody has had anything that they may want to mention to me about the robotic clearing, ways that they'd like to have things cleared from them, you might want to send me an email on that. I'd love to have information there so we can work further on putting up this part of the website, which will have robotic clearing on it. So here we go. Well, a lot of energy there. Okay, that seems to be getting released here. Oh, man. Okay, now let's see if we can do some work with the teeth here to kind of numb them out a little bit for you here, take away some of the pain energy. Have you tried the Dark Side Practitioner clearing on the website yet?
I've done all of the free ones.
Yeah, you need to get into whole lifetime clearings to actually.
I know, but I don't have any money. I don't have a job, and I don't have any money, so.
Yeah, when you have entities coming to you, you know, there's an entity clearing too. It's just to be rough. Okay, here. Okay, that's about all I can do here. There should be some relief there for pain from you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Oh, boy. Okay. Anything you want to add, Sylvia?
Just a sigh for the condition of life on planet Earth when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, boy. That's a rough one.
If the caller, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, but if you do have a computer that you have access to, I do recommend keeping the light being up at night. If you are, you know, having any kind of thing like that happen at night, you can keep it in your bedroom and just keep that on, and that will, a lot of people have seemed to have relief with that. And if something like that were to happen, there's the emergency clearing on the website. So if you can put that on immediately, that would help, I'm sure. And that's just something that, you know, it's a very tough situation, I understand that, to be in, but do utilize the website because that will definitely assist with that.
Okay, so let's bring in some peace energy here as we're signing off here. So it'll stay with you for the next hour. And here, bring up the light being on your screen, leave it on. And, you know, if you have a screensaver, you may want to take it off. And if you have a laptop, you may want to change your power setting so that you can have a laptop on, you know, the whole night. So here we go, to release for an hour. So here comes some peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's bring in the male energies. We can go a little bit over here. Let's bring in the male energies here. This may also help Pat here for some healing here. So here we go. This will be a lot of fun for everybody. Watch the light being here, and we're going to give you some nice energy into your room here. It's going to feel electric here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Should be feeling a presence now, maybe pushing against your bodies. Or if not, you may feel the room kind of feeling a little bit electric here. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And this will work on the archives. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, there you go. And Pat, you may even go on to the darkness to light clearing again. Probably already been on it, but go in there and put that person's name in there, or maybe put the date of what your occurrence was, and just see what happens there. So, this is Ron Amatron. I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next program will be this coming Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, which is 7 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, Sylvia, and all the callers that called in. So blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.